get started. Today we're going to discuss what happens if anyone here happens to be an expert Baal Tokeah, if you blow shofar, chances are you've had the experience where you've already been yotze in the midst of shofar, and then you're running around trying to be motzi other people who either are unable to make it to shul, or missed it, or walked in late, or something like that, in the mitzvah of shofar. So the question is, how does that work? In what way are the protocols different in terms of the bracha, what bracha to say, who should say the bracha, does it matter if it's men, women, children, all of that. So let's start with the basics. The very basic machlokas of what exactly the bracha is on the mitzvah of shofar, the Rush in Maseches Rosh Hashanah quotes Rabbeinu Tam that the proper bracha on shofar is al tekiyas shofar, because asiyasi gemar mitzvasa, the blowing of the shofar, the tekiyah itself is the mitzvah, and therefore we make a bracha al tekiyah shofar. However, the Ravya, the Bahag, the Rush himself, the Rambam, all say, Rabbi Yeruchim, all say that no, the bracha is not on the tekiyah shofar, it's on the shmiyas shofar. Okay, some of the Rishonim say shmiyas bikol shofar, others say shmiyas kol shofar, not bikol shofar, but it's on the shmiyah. And the raya is that the Rishonim bring is that a person who blows shofar but doesn't hear it has not fulfilled his mitzvah. Okay, so there is a mitzvah to hear shofar, not necessarily to blow shofar. Good. So in a normal circumstance, who should recite the bracha? So if the tokeah has not yet been yotze the mitzvah, Shmuel Sedeshin writes in Siman Kuf Mem that the Baal Tokeah says the bracha for everybody else, and we don't have, even though everyone's doing the mitzvah exactly the same way the Baal Tokeah is, because the mitzvah is hearing it, not blowing it. So everybody's doing the hearing simultaneously. Shmuel Sedeshin says only the Baal Tokeah says the bracha, because we'd rather not be marbe b'brachas. We don't want a whole bunch of brachas said unnecessarily. If you can get one person to say brachas for everybody, that's great. So the person that we elect to do that is the Baal Tokeah. In Shulchan Aruch Harav, Sim Reshit Gimel Sevav, he says that the Tokeah says the brachas for a different reason, and there's a different reason why we have only one person say the bracha and not everybody. Berov Am Hadras Melech, that if you can have a mitzvah that's done all together as a single unit, that is a greater honor to the Ribbono Shalom rather than have everybody do it on their own. So this mitzvah of reciting the bracha, forget about the mitzvah of shofar, the mitzvah of the bracha itself, of reciting a bracha, if you can have one person do it for everybody, that's a greater beravam hadras melech. That is reminiscent of the machlokas haposkim when it comes to the mitzvah of kiddush. You ever been at someone's house and they offer you, would you like to make your own kiddush? So, you know, it sounds like your choice, right? What's the right answer? Halachically, what's the better answer? Is the right answer, no, I'd rather be yotze with you? Or is the right answer that you'd like to make your own kiddush? Well, if the person who's going to make kiddush is going to do something halachically wrong, let's say they don't believe in God, so when they say Baruch Atah Hashem, they're talking to someone else, so then certainly you don't want to be yotze with them, and you have to question what you're doing there. But if maybe they're making a kiddush on a beverage that you hold, you cannot be yotze kiddush with, maybe also kedai to say that you're gonna make your own. But let's say everything's good, they're doing a perfectly kosher kiddush. Is there, what's the preferred way of going about it? So most of the poskim say Baravam Hadras Melech. Better to have one person say for everybody, and you're all yotze in the same kiddush. Others say, no, mitzvah bo, yoser mi b'shlucho. Better to do the mitzvah yourself rather than have someone else do it. So by shofar, I don't know of anyone that really says that everyone should say their own bracha. No, we rely on one bracha. We all listen to the bracha, whether it be for the Shmuel Sedeshin's reasons of not being marbe brachos, or the Shulchan Aruch Rav's reason of Berav Am Hadras Melech. Shulchan Aruch Rav say that if the people prefer to say their own brachos, that's also okay, and it's not a violation of being marbe brachos, because everyone's chayiv in the bracha, meaning mar brachos is making unnecessary brachos, but each individual there is obligated to say the bracha. That's all if the tokeah has not been yotzei, that's the typical shofar blowing in shul. What if the tokeah has already been yotzei the mitzvah? He already blew at an earlier minyan, and now he wants to be motzi another group of people. So, when it comes to the bracha on the tekiyah shofar, Shmuel Sedeshin writes in Siman Kuf Mem that if the Baal Tokeah was already yotzei, the listener should say the bracha, because he's the only one that's really doing the mitzvah now. The tokeah is not doing the mitzvah. But says the Shulchan Aruch, the minig is not that way. The minig is that the tokeya himself does it. In Mata Ephraim Simtavkov Pehesevav, he says that even if you normally have everybody say their own bracha, in a case where there are 10 people listening, only one person in the group should say that bracha, in order shelo lechalek bin tzibur letzibur. Meaning that if even if you have 8 people, you would have each of them say their own bracha. When you have a minyan, you should always make sure that it's just one person, because that's our minag in most cases of a tzibur. So even in a situation where it's the tokeya, second tekiya, have only one person say the bracha. That's as far as the bracha on shofar. What about shechianu? The Rambam writes in the 11th parak of Hilchos Brachos that one says shechianu only when fulfilling the mitzvah himself, implying that you do not say a shechianu when you're only doing the mitzvah for somebody else. And Beis Yosef writes that it would therefore follow that if you're blowing shofar or reading the Megillah or saying Kiddush after you were already Yotze and you're only doing it to be motzi somebody else, yeah, maybe okay, the minhag may be okay that you're allowed to say the bracha, but not the shechianu. The person listening who's actually fulfilling the mitzvah should say the shechianu. However, the Beis Yosef suggests that the Rambam may have only been speaking about a mitzvah that has a maisa. But when the mitzvah involves only dibur, or only in this case a kol, then the even though you're not being mekayim the mitzvah, you may still say a shechianu. And therefore, the Beis Yosef concludes: if I am blowing shofar for somebody else after I've already been yotze the mitzvah, even though it doesn't really make much sense, the minhag is that the tokeya again says the bracha. The tokeya says the Shechianu. Mechaber doesn't comment on this in Shulchan Aruch, but the Rama says that even when you're blowing for other people after you've been Yotze, the Tokeya should say both brachos. And that seems to be the general practice. The Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Gimel says that the Pesach of the Rama is only if the people you're blowing for don't know anything. But those who know should say the brachos themselves to be Yotze. The simple reading of the Rambam about the Shechianu and the simple reading of the Shemus Deshem about the Birchas HaMitzvah. However, as we said, Mishra Brun Tav Kof Pei Hei, Siv Katan Hei says, the minig is, Tokeya is Mevarech, and that's the Psak of the Pri Chadash, that's the Psak of the Gra. So let's review where we are to this point. By a regular Tkiya Shofar and Shul, although everyone's doing the same mitzvah of Shemiya Shofar, only the Baal Tokeya says the bracha. That seems to be the practice. Baravam Hadras Melech, not to be Marbe Bebrachos, and the Baal Tokeya says Sheikh Yanu. When the Baal Tokeya has already been Yotze, and he's just doing it now to be Motzi a new Tzibur, really, strictly speaking, Lahalacha, it would make more sense for the listeners to say the bracha, but still, the minhag is, Mishnah Berurah says, that the Tokeya still says the bracha. So is there ever a situation where the Tokeya does not say the bracha? So that brings us to the topic of women. I know in my shul, and I'm sure in many of yours, there is a second Tkiyas Shofar after davening is over, because there are many women that have young children that they have to take care of, and even though there may be groups in the shul or babysitters that could be hired or whatever else, services may be offered. At the end of the day, many women are unable to make it to shul for Tkiyas Shofar and Rosh Hashanah during the regular davening time. So at that second tkiya, there's almost always no men there. It's almost always only women, unless there were a bunch of Hatzalah guys that had to run out for a call and it took them all morning. By the time they get back, they missed the whole shofar blowing. Typically speaking, it's only women. Women are pater from tkiya shofar. It's one of the 6 or 7 mitzvah shasman grama that women are actually pater from. There are more exceptions to that rule than there are the rule itself. Generally speaking, when a woman is pater from a mitzvah and she volunteers the mitzvah, does she recite a bracha on the mitzvah? Machlokas, Rambam Bal Yatosos, Mechaber Ma Sfardim Ashkenazim. Sfardi women do not recite a bracha on a mitzvah shazman grama. Ashkenazi women do recite a bracha on a mitzvah shazman grama. Okay, so that brings us to Tkiya Shofar, L'chora. It would follow that that according to the Mechaber there should be no bracha when blowing for women. And in fact, that's what the Mechaber passes Tavkuf Peites Si'if Vav. The Rama says our minig is that women do recite a bracha mitzvah shasman grama, but in this case with the women, the tokeya should not recite the bracha. the women themselves should recite the bracha. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nirav says it's best to avoid the problem by blowing for women before davening, meaning have that second tkiah be the first tkiah, meaning if davening starts 8 o'clock, so the special tkiahs for women should be at 7 o'clock. And then it will be the tokeah's first time doing it, so of course he's going to say the bracha, and then you avoid the whole machlokas. Good luck trying to get that together in your shuls or communities. We generally don't do that. Women do not like to wake up at the crack of dawn in order to be able to come to shul before shul to hear shofar. The Mishnah Berurah quotes others who say not to blow before davening because din is very strong in the first 3 hours of the day, and the better option is to blow after davening and let the women say the bracha for themselves. What does it mean, let them say it for themselves? So typically what that means is one woman will say the bracha for all of the other women, but the tokeah himself does not say the bracha. Now, whether we should have special tekiyos for women in the first place is a subject of discussion. Beis Yosef in Siman Tav Kuf Peites quotes the Rush, that even if you were already yotze, you could bring a shofar to shul to blow for women, and it's not a violation of unnecessary tirda and yantif or anything like that, and or mashmiya kol or anything like that, because even by a tinok shalo yigia lechinuch, we're misasking them kedei sheyilamdu. We try to teach them a little bit. So certainly nashim where there's an actual kiyama mitzvah. So the Beis Yosef concludes the Rush, the Mordechai, it's enough to rely on. He says, still don't say a bracha because it's a machlokas, but you should blow and serve a bracha lahakel. As I mentioned before, the Ramah disagrees. Ramah in Tavkuf Peitas Sufez in Darkei Moshe quotes the Ma'aril that a woman should say her own bracha unless she is unable to. Darkei Moshe, like we said, recommends that the tokeah not say the bracha because it's hard to say Yatza Motzi by Inenu Mechuyiv B'davar. I mean, what are you going to say? That the Baal Tokeah will be Motzi the women in the bracha? He's actually Mechuyiv in Tkiyah Shofar. They're not Chayiv in Tkiyah Shofar. Can you say Yatza Motzi by Inenu Mechuyiv B'davar? Darkei Moshe says he'd rather not. The reason the Ma'aril allows the Baal Tokeah to be Mevarich for the women, at least B'diavad, is that the Ma'aril in Hilchos Shofar, Siman Aleph, says that women have already accepted Shofar like a Chiyuv. And we therefore do whatever we can to help them get to shul and have a quiet shofar experience. Apparently, he holds that women have some level of chiyuv because they've accepted it as a chiyuv. You ask the women in your family, your mother, your aunts, your sisters, you ask them, when was the last time they went to Rosh Hashanah without hearing shofar? Probably never happened in their lives. Women have accepted it as a chiyuv, even though they are completely pater from it. Oh, so once they've accepted it as a chiyuv, the Ma'aril says, then it could be that's enough of a, it creates enough of a chiyuv, it generates enough of a chiyuv that a man can say the bracha for them. So where are we now? Just to summarize, if in a regular tkiah and shul, as you've experienced your entire lives, the tokeah makes both brachos, everyone else listens, answers amen, not baruch hu v'baruch shemo, because you can't be mafsik in a bracha that you're trying to be yotze, so you answer amen. In a case where the tokeah was already yotze the bracha, really la halacha, it would seem that the people listening should say the bracha, but the minhag is not that way. The minhag is that the tokeah says the bracha anyway. When blowing for women, if you're svardik, there's no bracha at all. If it's a svardik congregation, there's no bracha at all. If it's an Ashkenazi congregation, one of the women should say the bracha out loud for everybody else. They should all answer amen, or all the women could say the bracha themselves, but if they don't know how, or they're shy, or they're confused, or for whatever reason they don't want to, it doesn't happen. So b'di'eved we rely on the Ma'aril that the tokeah is allowed to say the bracha. What last point, what about for children? Prima Gadim Neshal Avram Tavkuf Peites Sivkat and Dalit writes v'inei im tokea lekaton shegia lechinuch. You know, sometimes you want to make sure that the kids will experience shofar. It's a very big deal. They learn about it in school, in preschool. They're very little children that learn about blowing shofar, and then they come to shul and everyone's shushing them, and they can't be children. They can't, and then they're interrupting the tkiyos. And the right thing to do is get them out of there if they're interrupting the tkiyos. So you want to have an extra set of tkiyos in shul. I remember once in my shul there was the cutest little boy who, when shofar was being blown, was himself making the sound of the shofar with his own mouth. That was very cute, but very terrible. No one knew what they were listening to. Were they listening to the sound of the shofar or the sound of this kid going, and they had no idea. So the father was just smiling and laughing or whatever. No, get him out of there. No one is being mekayim the mitzvah. So maybe it would be a good idea to have youth groups afterwards, after davening is over, and have a special tekiah for children. So the Prima Gadim says, "V'inei im tokeh lekatan sheyegia lechinuch yishlomer shemevarech lo demechuyav b'derabanan v'lo dafka leish hamechuyav v'tzarech iyun b'zeh." He says, "I'm not sure. Maybe you could even say a bracha, provided that the children are yegia lechinuch. If the children are not yet yegia lechinuch, you are allowed to blow for them, but you're not allowed to recite a bracha. If they're yegia lechinuch, Prima Gadim says it could be that you're even allowed to recite a bracha." Says Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, Perek Tezayin, Os Yud Aleph, footnote 13, that whether or not you could say a bracha for children who are being mekayim the mitzvah, we know all about this, depends on the nature of the mitzvah of chinuch. Is chinuch an obligation on the father, or is chinuch an obligation on the child? If it creates a chiyuv for the child himself, so he could be mevarich, there's an actual kiyum mitzvah for the child. If it's only a chiyuv for the father, then there would not be a bracha. There's no bracha on the mitzvah of chinuch. There's a bracha on the mitzvah of shofar. So if the child becomes like a mechuyav bedavar in the mitzvah of shofar, good, so he'll say the bracha. But if the child has no chiyuv, it's only the father's chiyuv, then there would be no bracha. I think the minhag is that we generally don't do it. We don't have separate shofar blowings for children. And if a kid is higiel chinuch, he should have been there in shul at some point. If he's low higiel chinuch, so then it's not a shaila. There's no bracha, and if you want to blow for him at home without a bracha, gzantei, but there certainly wouldn't even be a shaila. There would be no bracha. Okay. Any questions?